You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyne joins us now. He ventures to the Lone Star State to hear music and draws parallels to other worldly places.
And a very good morning to you all. Did you know that Texas is bigger than France? Oh yes, Texas is so big it ought to have several time zones in it. And yet, fun fact to know and tell, you could fit Texas 10 times into Australia. Speaking of Oz, the population of Australia is about 22 million, which coincidentally is about the same number of the tourists that, roughly speaking, visit San Antonio alone every year. I just visited San Antonio and I must say I was hugely, hugely impressed. It's a beautiful city and if you've never been, you've got to go. It's well worth the trip. We were there, incidentally, for a concert. Glenn Hansard is an Irish singer-songwriter and he was performing and I desperately wanted to see him. He won an Oscar for his music a couple of years ago, the music in the movie Once. And since then, that movie has been transformed into a smash hit, multi-Tony Award-winning Broadway show. Strangely enough, Hansard was only playing support to the main performer, who was Eddie Vedder, who frankly I hadn't even heard of. But apparently he was the lead singer with Pearl Jam, a band I have heard about, but don't know much about them, quite frankly. The young Irishman came on first and immediately grabbed the audience by the scruff of the neck and just blew us away with his phenomenal voice and his outstanding guitar playing. His performance was right up there with the time I saw Bruce Springsteen perform or the time I saw Roger Waters of Pink Floyd perform. It just gave me goosebumps all over. Your man Eddie Vedder, though, paled by comparison as a performer and as a vocalist. Both the wife and I couldn't really see what the attraction was of Eddie Vedder. We listened to him do about 8 or 9 songs, and by then it was fairly obvious that he wasn't going to have nearly the same effect on us as Glenn Hansard had, so we left. It was a beautiful evening, and we sat by the river's edge in San Antonio and enjoyed a couple of adult beverages, gazing lovingly into each other's eyes, and I swore I would never stop loving her once she had settled the bar tab. I know, I'm a hopeless romantic. The next day, we visited the Alamo, and again, I was blown away by this experience. It's a truly remarkable chapter in American history. Nearly 200 men lost their lives in that battle on the American side, and incidentally, they were mainly Texans, as you know, but there was a few Irish and Scots and Welsh in there as well, and of course, Davy Crockett from Tennessee. I'm absolutely fascinated by the battle. Specifically, I'm intrigued by the fact that these men were prepared to die for, well, that's just it, you see. I don't know what it is they thought that they were dying for, and I'm absolutely fascinated by it. One of the local employees at the Alamo gave me some excellent book recommendations, and I can't wait to get stuck into them. It's a really intriguing chapter in American and Mexican history. Naturally, we also did the boat ride along the river at sunset, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. What I liked about San Antonio was that it wasn't trying to be Venice, because it has its own character and its own charm. And if you've not been, well, go, go, go. Go, go, go to San Antonio. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.